The fifth parak deals with two related issues. Mishnayos Aleph and Beis deal with the measurements of the Azara. The Azara is the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And Mishnayos Gimel through Dala deal with six lishkos. Those were chambers that were on the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Aleph says as follows: Kol ha'azara ha'isa orech mea ushmonim v'sheva al rocha mea ushloshim v'chamesh. The dimensions of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, were 187 amos in length and 135 amos in width. And Mishnah Aleph is going to deal with the length, and then Mishnah Beis is going to deal with the width. Mina Mizrach Lamarav, going from east to west, Meya Ushmoni Vasheva, 187 Amas. And now we're going to go step by step. Mekom Drisas Yisrael Achat Esra Ama, the place that the Yisraelim would be able to gather together, because they weren't supposed to be going into the Beis HaMikdash proper unless there was a reason, go at least any further in. So there was an 11 Amma wide strip that they would be in, and thereafter, when Mekom Drisas HaKohanim Achat Esra Amma, the Kohanim, where a lot of the Shechita was done in the Beis HaMikdash, that is called the Ezra HaKohanim, that is was an additional 11 Ammas wide. HaMizbeach Shloshim Ushtayim, the Mizbeach was 32 Ammas, and now we are up to a total of 56 Ammas. And then continuing, going from east to west, Bein HaUlam Vela Mizbeach, Esri Mushtayim Amma, between the Ulam and Mizbeach, it's actually from the Mizbeach to the Ulam was 22 Amas. And we had a prior Mishnah in this Masechta talking about the structure of the stairs in that area. Ha-Heichal Me'ama, the Heichal itself, 100 Amma. And the last point, Ve'achas Esre Amma L'Achori Beis HaKaporis, another 11 Amas between the end of the Kodesh Kedoshim and the outer wall of the Azura. That is a total of 187 Amas in length for the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Beis talks about the width, min hatzafon ladoram, nea ushloshim v'chameis, going from north to south, that actually we're going to do it mostly from south to north, it's going to be 135 amas, and we are going to skip the bottom part, we'll get back to it, the distance between the southern wall and the beginning of the ramp to get up to the Mizbeach. HaKevesh v'HaMizbeach Shishim Ushtayim, combination of the ramp to get up to the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach itself, 62 Amas. Min HaMizbeach LaTabao Shmone Amas. After the Mizbeach, there was a gap between three different areas in the northern part of the Azara. The first were called the Tabaos. Those were 24 rings that were used to hold the animal that as they were shechting it. So that had one area, and then you had an area for the Shulchanos, tables that were used to assist in the skinning of the animals, and north of that were some short pillars called nanasim, and those were used to hang the carcasses of the animals while they were being skinned. And now we will go through that in our Mishnah. So min hamizbeach latabo shmona amas, from the mizbeach, the northern part of the mizbeach, until the beginning of those 24 rings, which were 6x4 or 4x6, the machlokas we saw earlier in the mesechta, that was a gap before the rings began, the tamos began, of 8 amos, and the place that the rings were mekom hatabos esrim v'arba, that was 24 amos. Min hatabos l'shulchanos arba, there was another break between the end of the tabos and the beginning of the shulchanos, the tables which assisted in skinning the animals, that was a gap of 4 amos. It does not mention the area that the shulchanos were, so either that was included, but we will actually get to it at the end of the Mishnah. Min shulchanos v'lanasim arba, between the shulchanos and the nanasim, those pillars that were used to skin the animals, that was 4 amos. It also does not mention the area that those pillars were. We'll get back to this shortly. Min hananasim the coastal, and on the further side of the courtyard, on the northern side, min hananasim the coastal ha'azara shmona amos, there was another 8 amos there. So this is a combination. When we add up everything we've gone through in our mission, it's 110 amos. That means if we're trying to get to 135 amos, we have 25 more that we have to account for. There are actually different computations and explanations in this mission. We'll just choose one. And in addition, there are three areas that we have to account for still. There is the shulchanos, the area of the shulchanos. Those were not accounted for. So that's going to be 4 amos. And then also the area for the nanasim, that's going to be 10.5 amas. And also the area between the southern wall and the beginning of the ramp to the Mizbeach, that's going to be another 10.5 amas. So 4 for the Shalchanos, 10.5 for the nanasim, 10.5 for the gap between the southern wall and the beginning of the Kavish, the ramp to the Mizbeach. That's a total of 25. And the Mishnah says as follows, the Hamos are the excess area, in addition to the 4 for the Shalchanos, Bein HaKavish, the Koso, the area on the southern side between the ramp and the southern wall, Umikom HaNanasim, and when you account for all that, the place where the nanasim were, that's how we get to 135. Now Mishnah Gimel and Dalet are going to go into the Lishakos, the chambers that were on the northern and southern side of the Hazara. Sheish Lishakos Hayuba Hazara Shalash B'Tzavon V'Shalash B'Darom. There were 6 of these chambers that were on the Hazara. There were 3 on the north, 3 on the south, Shebedarom on the southern side. We're just going to list them out quickly, and then we'll go into detail as what their functions were. Number 1 was Lishkas HaMelech, literally the Lishka that the Melech was in. Lishkas HaParvas, number 2. Lishkas HaMadichi, number 3. Let's get into detail. Lishkas HaMelech, Shama Yunosni Melech LeKorban, that's the place where they would store the salt. That would be the salt that would be used to salt the hides of the animals in order to make it into leather. So that's where they stored the salt. Number 2, Lishkas HaParva, Shama Yumolchin Oros Kodshim, that is the place that they actually did the salting. The oros, the skins, the hides were given to the Kohanim, but the salting was done there. And on top of it, Val Gagahaya Besa Tfila Lekoin Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, on the top of it, many of the 4 of the 5 tefillas in the mikveh that the Kohen did on Yom Kippur was on the roof of this Beis HaParva. And number 3, Lishkas HaMedichin. And all 3 of these were adjacent to each other. So the last one, Medichin, means the rinsing Lishka. What does that mean? Tishamayu Medichin Kirvei HaKodshim. They would wash out the innards, talking about the stomach of the animals. They had a lot of putrid waste inside of it. So they would bring it to the special Lishka and clean out the stomachs over there. And Misham Mesiba Ola Lagag Beis HaParva, in order to get to the roof of the Beis HaParva, which is where the Kohen had to be Tova, he didn't go up in the Beis HaParva. He went through a Mesiba, which is a spiral staircase, around this third Lishka, around the Lishka Samedichim, and that led him up to the roof of the Beis HaParva to go to Mikvah. Mishnah Dalet Shebetzafo, now we're going to go through the 3 Lishkas that were on the northern side. We'll list them quickly, and then we'll go into detail again. Lishka Sa'etz is number 1. Lishkas HaGola, for literally from exile, the Lishka of exile, we'll explain that shortly. And number 3, Lishkas HaGazis. Now we'll go into detail on each of them. Lishkas HaEitz, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shachachti Ma'isa Mishameses. I don't remember the function of that. Lishkas HaEitz, Abba Sholomer, he tells us that that's the place that the Kohen Gadol stayed in advance of Yom Kippur for a week, as discussed in Maseches Yuma, so he needed a place to stay. He was separated from his wife. Lishkas Kohen Gadol, V'yaisa Acharei Shtehen, that was the Lishkas Kohen Gadol, and it was in back of the 2 other words, that's actually how it appeared. V'gag Shloshtam Shava, and even though the 3rd of these, as we'll talk about shortly, the Lishkas HaGazis, that's where the Sanhedrin was, that was significantly larger than the other, so you would have thought that its roof was much higher up, higher up from the ground. That's not the case. The roofs of all them were joint, and they were at the same level. Lishka Sagola is number 2. So this was a Lishka that when Klal Yisrael, or some of Klal Yisrael, came up from Galus between the first temple and the second temple in order to build the Bayis Sheni. So they dug a well in this area. Shama haya bor kavua. So that's why it's called Lishkas HaGola, because the ones who are in Galus, they're the ones who dug this bor, this well. Ba'galgal nasun alav, and there was a wheel or some sort of pulley system on top of it to lower a bucket and to raise the water up. Misham maspiki mayim l'kol azora, and drinking water, pure drinking water, was given to all of those in need in the azora. And the 3rd of the Lishkas, number 3, Lishkas HaGazis, Shama isa Sanhedri gadola shal yishol yoshevet v'dana sakuna, that is when the Sanhedrin HaGadol used to sit there. And one of the functions that they did was they would have to check when a Kohen wanted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, did he have good yichus, or did he have a problem with his ancestry? So that would be checked into by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They had many functions, but Vedana Sakuna, that was one of them, most relevant to our Perek and Masecht of a Kohen Shenimsa B'Psul. And any time that they found there was a Kohen who did have a Psul, he would be disqualified for doing the Avoda because his ancestry was not proper for a Kohen. He would lovesh shchorim misatef shchorim. He would lovesh, put on black clothing. He would misatef on his head, for example, a shawl, a black shawl. Yotzev olach lo, and he would leave the base of mikdash. That was a sign of humility and supplication. V'shalonim sabo psul. However, if they found that the kohen did not have a psul when he came to them in advance of doing the avoda, so he was cleared to do the avoda in the base of mikdash. Lovesh levanim misatef levanim would be the opposite. He would put on white garments. He would put on a shawl on his head, a white shawl. Or this is talking about the big day kahuna that were white. Nichnas u'meshamesh shami machav hakohanim. He would be able to go further into the base of mikdash, and we would be able to do the avoda. And on the day, and any day that kohanim came to the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin did not find any disqualifications in any of the kohanim, that would be a day of celebration. V'yom tov v'ayosim, they would make a celebration that day. Either the kohanim that were cleared or the Sanhedrin themselves would make the celebration. Sholanim sabsu b'zorah shal Aharon HaKohen, that there was no disqualification found in any of the kohanim that wanted to do the avoda. And they said as follows, u'kacha yomrim, baruch hamakom, baruch hu, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sholanim sabsu b'zorah shal Aharon, that there has been no psul that was found today in the descendants of Aaron, Baruch Hu, and he's blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessed, Shebachar Ba'aron Uvavano, that he chose Aaron and his children, Lamo L'Sharis Nifnei Hashem, Bebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he chose them to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash.